Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning reality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Welcome back. Financial Issues, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. Welcome if you're just joining us for the second hour. Hey, I want to remind all of you, I hope that you will consider checking out our retreat. It's on the front page of the website. And we are getting, now it's starting to build up. We're getting more and more people as we get closer to the time registering. I hope you will be one of those people that is going to register, but I want to make something clear. First of all, we're going to have an unbelievable time. It is a time to be in God's Word. Dr. Woodrow Kroll, one of the best Bible teachers in the country, is going to be there. He is amazing. You're just going to be, you're going to walk away in awe like we all were last retreat. Yeah, it was just amazing. And great worship. Marty Goetz is the best. If he can't get you in a state of worship, something's wrong with your worshiper. So you might need to get that fixed if you can't come into a state of worship. But Marty, I'll be speaking a little bit, and we are going to have some unbelievable fellowship, time of worship, time in God's Word, and we are going to retreat from the world. And I want to emphasize that because I get emails about people asking me to tell them about the seminar. It is not a seminar. It is not about me. I am not up there teaching some financial course. It is not a conference. There's not going to be 2,000 people there with vendors all around the room. It is not any of that. It is a retreat. Now, even some of you that have been around a while may never have been a part of a real good old-fashioned retreat. That's what this is. It's a retreat. It's a time for fellowship, to get tuned up spiritually, to escape, retreat from the world around us, get re-energized, have great fellowship and a great time of praise and worship. That's what it's about. That's what a retreat is about. We are going to be able to have meals together and sit around and just, we're going to have a great time. So we are limited, and it looks like we're a little more limited than we thought as registration picks up. We have already checked about, is there a possibility of getting a larger room? There is not. So it's, look, what we have staying at the hotel, we're going to then have to limit. We only have so many rooms. Then we're going to have to limit the amount of people that register that are planning on driving, you know, commuting. Maybe they live a half an hour, 45 minutes in the Dallas area from there, and they're just going to come back and forth. So we're going to have to limit. We're going to have to limit that here at some point in time. So make sure you get registered. We're going to have a great time, and we are looking forward to it. It is a magnificent facility, and you're going to have a wonderful time. So I hope that you will consider that. But it's a retreat. It is not a seminar. People ask me, well, what, you know, how is Dan going to teach, you know, basic finances? Or I'm not teaching anything about finance. This is, we're retreat. It's a retreat. It is not a seminar. So it's everywhere, all over the website. Just look, it's a retreat. So, and it's not a conference. So, I think one of our sponsors, I think, is probably not even going to come out. Maybe because it's not going to. It isn't a conference. Maybe if it were, they'd come out. I did invite all of them. I don't know. I know. I don't think. Well, I don't think Samaritan Ministries is going to come. I mean, they said something about an agreement or something. Like, I don't have an agreement. You want to come? Come. But anyway, so I don't know. I don't think they're going to be there, but I think everybody else will be there. So we're going to have a great time. 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call. How much more time do we have before we go to the Ag Report? Okay. So I wanted to play a clip. I'm not going to have time for it. We'll maybe get it next segment because it's a fairly long clip. It is President Trump finishing up. And I don't know if you heard his last 3 minutes or so of the State of the Union. But one would think, listening to that, one would think that that 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, whatever it was certainly a source of unity, right? That was certainly going to bring unity to the body they're sitting in front of. It did not. It was pretty amazing. So I want to play that for you because there were some meaningful things said that I want you to hear. You know, we've got to make sure that regardless of how we don't like the way he says things, you know, you got the Republicans like the Mitt Romneys of the world that get indignant because he is not being the royal elitist that he should be. Mitt Romney knows a little bit about that. He couldn't relate to the middle class if his life depended on it. But he, you know, there's that group. But if you are the base of this president, you understand where he's coming from. That we, for the first time, have somebody in Washington. I think half the politicians are angry that you've got a billionaire from New York City that can relate better to the middle class than they can. And that's really a shame, but it's true. So this is something that we have got to rally around. We've got to support this president with every fiber of our being, with our prayers on a daily basis, because he is doing everything he humanly can do as a politician to bring some unity and push this country forward to be stronger and better than ever, an opportunity for all. All right, we have our ag report coming up, Craig Haugert. Then after that, we're going to get right back to the phones. Here's Craig coming up right now. We'll be right back.
This is Craig Haugert with your Financial Issues Ag update. Well, the corn market saw a choppy trade yesterday on position squaring ahead of Friday's USDA data dump. Because China has purchased U.S. soybeans as a gesture of goodwill, there are some ideas circulating in the marketplace that they're also going to come in and buy some corn from us. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading unchanged. The soybean market traded mixed yesterday after recent strength from another 5 million metric tons of Chinese soybean purchases. Prices were pressured as funds were thought to be taking a bit of money off the table ahead of Friday's USDA report. Speaking of that, I would expect that Friday's USDA report is going to be the focus of the trade over the next couple of days as they try to anticipate those numbers and get in position for that report. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading unchanged. The wheat market was mixed on position squaring ahead of Friday's USDA report, which is going to come out at 11 o'clock Central Time Friday morning. Country movement has slowed in the last couple of weeks because of cold and snow that's moving across the upper Midwest. I did see up in our neighbors to the north, Stats Canada pegged the Canadian spring wheat stocks at 17.905 million metric tons. And that's down a touch from the 18.549 million metric tons they had at this point a year ago. In the overnight trade, Chicago is up a penny, while Kansas City and Minneapolis are trading unchanged. After trading lower on Monday, cotton bounced back a bit yesterday, with March futures closing 64 points higher as they settled out at 73.40. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are backing off just a bit as I record this, as they're currently trading down 15 points. Livestock futures had generally a tough session yesterday. April live cattle futures finished the day 62.5 cents higher, while March feeder cattle finished the session 40 cents lower, and lean hogs had a rough go, with April lean hogs down $1.45 for the day. Class 3 milk futures drifted lower, with March futures down 3 points to close out today at 14.20. In cash markets, choice beef boxes were down 63 cents at 217.02, while selects were 31 cents lower as they settled at 213.10. And finally, in hogs, the pork carcass values closed $1.90 lower for the day as they settled out at $66.22. Well, this has been Craig Haugert with your Financial Issues Ag Update. We'll be right back.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
He made me come, but I loved it.
The town hall meeting with the NCOA is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt, and that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
In November of 1620, the pilgrims came to America with the hope of building a civilization that would one day be a shining city on a hill. At the American Family Association, we believe that dream is still worth fighting for. We believe that marriage was instituted by God, that families are worth preserving, and that every human life is worth protecting. We are the American Family Association.
God is answering our prayers, bringing healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Welcome back, Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. Ian, when you get a chance, let me know how long that clip is, that clip number four. Then I'll think of maybe I'll get it towards the end of this segment. But anyway, let me go back to phones, 844-707-5533. All the indices are negative territory right now. The Dow's down about a third of 1%. So we'll see. We've had five straight days of a win streak here. We'll see if we can keep that up. But it only matters. Last half hour, we'll see how things go. There's no real reason for anything. There's more optimism going out there. I'm a little surprised, to be honest with you, because we had that, it was just a bullet point that President Trump talked about last night, and that was infrastructure. He said, I'm sure we can come together on infrastructure. And it's over $1 trillion infrastructure bill that they're talking about. So, of course, Democrats, they love to spend money. They're going to be all about that, unless it's on a wall. But they're going to be okay all about that. So we'll see. But the infrastructure thing might be a good thing. The other thing that we've got to start looking at as we head into next year, of course, and maybe they're looking at it early, I doubt it, but the possibility that all of this could stop. I mean, can you imagine if Democrats were to take control in 2020? You want to see a market crash. Holy macro, you haven't seen anything. I mean, it's going to get ugly. And so we have that to go. Of course, last year, 2018, we didn't have the recession that everybody predicted. I talked early in the year, 2018, about my conversations with some other gurus in the financial world. And as they shook their head and with the notion that I was so wrong about the idea that we were not going to have this recession and bad year last year that everybody thought we were going to have. I was right about that, and it doesn't look as though we're going to have that this year. Now, a lot of that's going to depend upon the trade deal with China and if we can get that worked out. So we need to keep hoping that the president can pull that off and that Lighthizer and Mnuchin, they're headed to Beijing to try to put some finishing touches on what's already been negotiated and agreed with and compromises made and so on and so forth. So we'll see. All right, let me go to phones and go to Jessica. Jessica is calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for my call.
Sure.
I have been listening to you for a few weeks, and to be honest, a lot of it, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, where do I start? I mean, I have no savings. I live paycheck to paycheck. I owe money to the IRS, credit cards. Yeah. And I'm getting nowhere. The harder I try, the worse it gets. And if I have car trouble, something gets not paid so I can fix my car. Yeah. I don't know where to start. And I used to want to do it just so I could have, you know, be smart with my money, just so I could have money to spend. And then it was to have money to pay my bills. And now somebody said something to me the other day that they feel that God has blessed them so that they can bless others. And I thought, I've known the Lord for decades, and I've never thought about my finances as being a way for me to bless others.
Yeah.
And I pray God to help me financially, and I know that if He trusts me with a little, and I do it right, He'll trust me with a lot, but I don't want to go about it in the wrong mindset. I just don't know what.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think you're on the right track. And, you know, it's so true about God's blessings and how they come to us. And, you know, it's why we're here, to help the kingdom. You know, if we help people are going to be more comfortable. They're going to be able to do more things for some of the great kingdom work in their church and other things. But, you know, the way you start is you've got to get to a place, Jessica, where you don't, number one, you can't get hung up on what you can't do. You've got to really look at what you can do. And unfortunately, what you can do in your mind may be irrelevant. It may be five extra dollars here or 10 extra dollars there. And you're not going to, people get hung up on this. It's not going to make a difference. But you've got to look hard, and you probably have already done these things, but I say this for everybody listening. You've got to do an audit, so to speak. You've got to go through your expenses, and you've got to try. When you've got two opportunities to start freeing up a little discretionary income, and one of those is, you know, your income, raising your income, and one of those is lowering your expenses. That's about it. Now, let me ask you something. What do you do for health insurance?
My husband has health insurance at his work. So
okay. The reason I bring that up is because oftentimes you can free up income by just moving to health sharing using God's plan for health care and saving a few hundred hours a month. And that alone will free up some money. But I think that, you know, the thing that you've got to do is go through every tiny little bit of your expenses and find something that you don't need. Don't find something you don't want. That's hard to do. Find something you don't need. Something that you want, but you don't really need it. Something that you want that you can do without. And that's number one. And maybe whatever that one thing is, it's costing you $30 a month, roughly, or whatever it is. And you got to be committed to get rid of it. And you got to be committed to do $5, $20, $30 a month on your smallest piece of debt. I don't know what it is, but your smallest piece of debt. If you've got a credit card with a $2,000 balance, and you've got a credit card with a $12,000 balance, attack the one with $2,000, or if there's one smaller. But try to put $10, $20, $30 a month towards the principal of that. That will get paid off quicker than you think, and then you'll free up whatever you were paying to that credit card. Now that becomes discretionary income, and you attack your next one, the next smallest one. And that's how you do it. There isn't any other, there's no magic number, there's no easier way or anything like that. But when it comes to our discretionary income and what we can spend, save, invest, or contribute to our debt, we only get it from two places, higher income or lower expenses. There isn't anything in between. So, you know, maybe it is turn your heat down. You know, I know that sounds silly or whatever it is, but, you know, change your utility habit, whatever that might be. And maybe your next utility bill is $15 less than what you normally have. Well, if that $15 was on it, you'd probably pay it. So somewhere out there, that $15 is there. So you need to get that $15 right away and move it over to some of your debt. Don't try to invest. Don't try to do anything else until you can really get a handle on attacking your debt. And
that's my next question was going to be, I have a 401k with work that has only like $2,800 in it, and I'm 48 years old, and so I didn't know whether I should be worried about that too or worried about my debt first.
Are you putting something into it?
Very little, because I don't know anything about picking, you know, the stuff.
Yeah. Do they match what you put in?
Yeah.
Okay. So whatever you're putting in, cut it in half. Don't do away with it altogether, but cut it in half. Maybe you're putting $20 a pay in, put $10 a pay in. You know, if that's the one way you can free up a little bit of money. So you have to go through those things and look at it, you know, all of those things very carefully. But you're never, you know, you've got to pick something. You got to pick something. And I would suggest you pick a debt that is your smallest piece of debt and attack it with every possible thing you can. And, you know, if you can go to Best Buy and spend $40 and buy a antenna for your TV so that you only have X amount of channels and get rid of cable. If you can, you know, start watching on your computer instead of watching. I mean, there's lots of little things that you can do to free up income, and you'll get used to it and keep plugging that way.
Thank you so much. I feel a little bit better because as I listen to you, I just feel so, I mean, and I don't think of myself as an unintelligent person, but.
Well, I'm sure you're not. It's just that everything that I'm talking about, it is a little confusing. You know, it's you know, I have people that say, I've been listening to you every day for a year and a half. I don't know why I hung in there that long, but now that I have, I can't believe how much I understand. So, you know, just keep listening. You don't have to understand every little thing I say, but I can tell you this much. If you listen fairly regularly, in 6-8 months, you're going to understand so much more than you ever thought you would. So hang in there and keep pecking away.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Jessica. Thank you. I'm glad you called. 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, 844-707-5533. We'll get back to phones. We have a couple lines open. Don't forget Facebook, folks. If you got some questions, you want to queue it up on Facebook, we'll get to those. We got to a lot yesterday, but we didn't get to them all. I'll try to do better here. We've got an hour and a half left. We'll try to do a little better here and try to get to as many of those calls as we possibly can. All the indices still in negative territory. Still in negative territory. Lighthizer, Mnuchin headed to Beijing. Let's hope they can get there, put a deal together, and move on to the Eurozone, to Japan, and continue to work out a good, strong trade deal so that we can get our people that have gotten back.
This is Kate, okay?
Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to wavewater411.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to wavewater411.com. That's wavewater411.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
So the EIA numbers, the Energy Association numbers came out, and it looks like crude oil stockpiles did go up, but they only went up 1.3 million barrels. They were expecting 3.7, so that's a big miss. But that's okay. That's fine. They're still way up there. Gasoline stockpiles dropped as well. I mean, they still climbed. I'm sorry. They climbed to half 500,000 barrels as opposed to 1.1 million barrels. But distilled products, they dropped 2.3 million barrels. So there's a lot of room to be using up a lot of the crude oil, so I wouldn't be surprised if next week we see a decrease in our crude oil supplies. We'll see if they pick up production to make up for that. So that's where we are. So basically, though, crude oil, oil stocks, gasoline prices all staying fairly stable. We're not going to see any big moves, that is for certain. 844-707-5533. Indices off their lows, starting to move in a better direction. So that's good news. We'll see. The S&P is actually looking like it could be turning positive soon. All right, so let me go to phones. 844-707-5533. Let me go to John. John's calling us from Pennsylvania. Hey, John.
Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
I had finished my Madden NFL game 15 or 10 minutes before the State of the Union address started. So I waited for Ellen DeGeneres' games to be over with. Well, can you help me out on two things, Dan, last night? The guy got up and shouted, "Madam Speaker, welcome to the President of the United States." There was no woman speaking at all. And at the end of his State of the Union, that black woman last night, she talked about the LGBT community getting attacked. I didn't get that. Well, it's been confirmed and written in the Bible 2,000 years ago. Can you help me out with those two things, Dan?
Thank no, I can't help you out with any of those. I don't know. I started listening to the comments afterwards. Didn't listen to the Republicans or the Democratic comments because I didn't want to hear it. To be honest with you, I didn't want to be skewed in any way. So I didn't hear anything about her attack of that community. As a matter of fact, I watched the whole thing live, and then I watched it again this morning at 3 o'clock this morning in the pre-record on C-SPAN, where we got our clips from. So I didn't hear anything about that. So I'm not sure what that meant. Madam Speaker, obviously Nancy Pelosi did not introduce the president. She couldn't bring herself to doing that. And I did not hear the calls for her to do that, but apparently some were saying that was the case. So anyway, yeah, some good comments, good questions. John, I'm not sure I've got any answers for you on either one of those, that's for sure. Let me go to Terry. Terry's calling us from North Carolina. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Mr. Dan. Man, you are fantastic, awesome. There's no doubt God has blessed you in your ministry. And I just wanted to reassure that lady you was talking to earlier. I was in the same boat she was in. Had well over $100,000 in debt I was looking at, and I ain't talking about a mortgage. I'm just talking about credit cards, IRS, and so forth, and personal bills. And I just, try the lottery thing once in a while, and this, that, and the other, want nothing working, and I kept praying to God, just let me get that little piece of that money. I get this paid off and get on the right track. None of that was happening, and between your ministry and listening to you and God laying on my heart, just Terry, just shut up and trust me. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll trust you. Terry, you ain't tithing right. Started tithing right. Said, trust me. I said, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. I've done the same thing you suggested. Started with the littlest bill I had, and I got it paid off. And now I got that first one paid. A feeling come about me that I almost broke down in tears just from paying off that little bill. It was just so overwhelming. And that led to the rest of them until it took me about 2.5 years to get all of it paid off. But, brother, I got it paid off. Right now, I've got about 5 years left on my mortgage, and it'll be paid off, and I have a distaste for debt.
Wow.
I think that's why the Lord didn't just help me out and wipe it away. He gave me that distaste, that hatred for debt. I don't want to be in debt, never. That I'm down with debt. But I never realized how much money I had until I started trusting the Lord.
Yep. Amen, brother.
And, brother, I'm a member of the ministry. I started this year. I got the premium ministry, but I sent you an extra $175 to spend on however you see fit, and I encourage everybody else to do the same thing.
Wow.
That little $125 for that premium membership is nothing. We got more, we can do more, and helping you out a little more is going to help everybody else out. I wish that lady the best. I want her to stay encouraged, because if I can do it, she can do it. Just trust the Lord. Brother, you have a blessed one. Thank you,
Terry. You've encouraged her, I'm sure. You've encouraged me. What a blessing. And thank you for that, Terry. We sure appreciate that. So many people this year have, I haven't said this yet, but we had a record January. We have more people partnering with the ministry than in any other month in the history of the ministry. So January is a horrible month. Generally, so we had a record month. God is laying our ministry on the hearts of so many people, and we just want to help everybody and help people honor God, worship God in their giving, and do some great kingdom work. And we want a part of that. So we are really, really blessed. And thank you for that, Terry. Let me go to Verona in Oklahoma. Hi, Verona.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment, question type. We elected all of our representatives and senators, and they took a vow on the Bible to follow the Constitution. And I'm wondering how in the world can I'm relying on God to restore it. That would make our benefits better. That would make our money better if they would follow that and not get off on these contingents that are murder and things that are not applicable to most of the country. Mm. What do we do to go back to making it work?
The only thing that we can do is we can fire the ones that aren't following it. I mean, that's the only thing. I mean, look,
that's what
they don't care about much. They care about little. They don't care about security. They don't care about borders. They don't care about gangs. They don't care about life. They don't care about anything. They care about getting reelected, though. They do care
Absolutely.
About that. It's, so we've got to hit them. Like I always talk about corporations, and what we're trying to do here in the ministry is encourage corporations to be biblically responsible. And the only way we can do that is hit them in their bottom line, because they don't care about boycotts. They don't care about we need to do all those things. I'm not saying anything against them. We need to do them. But what they care about is their bottom line. So as we attack them in the bottom line, we're starting to see some changes. But that's what we've got to do to politicians. The only thing they care about is getting reelected. So we got to hit them there. We have term limits. It's called
right.
the vote. It's called the voting booth. We just got to exercise
right.
them, and we got to make sure that they know that, and we've got to do that. And when we do it, we should have done more of it in the midterms in November. We didn't. I think we kind of dozed off a little bit and started to fall back into some slumber there. But we need to be vigilant, and then we've got to be working, using our faith to put power in our feet to get out there and do what we've got to do to stand up for America. I don't understand. Listen, most of them think the Constitution is irrelevant. They think it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
They thought it was written by a bunch of old guys 240 years ago. They think it's just totally irrelevant. And that's the sad part about it. So you've got that group that you're never going to get to. They don't understand the merits of that Constitution, but they were sworn in to uphold it. And you know, I don't, all we can do is watch. And if they don't, they are representatives of us. And obviously the representatives of New York City that Baltimore or Washington, some liberal places, very liberal places, they're going to vote and do some pretty wacky liberal things like we see the governor in Virginia doing. But they're representing what they think is their constituency, and their constituency happens to align with their own ideology. We've got to make sure our constituents, our representatives, align with the people that are helping getting them elected. And we've got to do
right.
a better job of that. We got to do a better job.
Well, I just see it happening so far off, and the disrespectful way that they act in Congress after they get there, it just breaks my heart. Even my own grandchildren, they say it doesn't do any good to vote because they're going to do what they want to do. And now, I'm almost believing that.
Yeah.
In all of my years of voting, I have never missed an election for state, city, county, or whatever. And I feel that that's a great right that we're giving up.
Yeah.
And
I'm with you on that.
I think we need to, it was just really a comment that I think we need to get that out to people more often, that we're losing our rights.
We're giving our rights up. We're giving our rights up because we're not doing what you just said and getting motivated to get out there and watch it. We can make a difference. We saw that in the last presidential election. We've got to take that and run with it now and stay vigilant. Thank you, Verona. I sure appreciate you. God bless. Great.
Would you consider taking charge of your financial stewardship while being biblically responsible with God's money? Consider partnering with Financial Issues. For a contribution of $85 a year, you'll get Dan's buy list every Monday morning. You will also receive our regular email alerts to give you updates on things you need to be alerted to, like economic data that could change how you should be treating your investments. And, of course, we might be alerting you to buys or sells you should make. You'll have access to Dan's asset allocation models and have opportunities to adjust your portfolio accordingly. You can ask questions of Dan as part of his market and economic conference call every month. Okay. But best of all, you'll be supporting the ministry of Financial Issues. Would you become a partner today? You won't regret it. Go to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Going to foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Your values and beliefs. Christian Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Rob. Rob is calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Rob.
Hey, bud. I haven't talked to you since December. Do you miss me?
I do. Yeah, Rob.
So I want to make a comment about you, and then I also want to make a couple comments on the State of the Union.
Okay.
First of all, what an amazing man are you. To be a disciple of God, through Jesus Christ, are you teaching people to be good stewards of their money and to walk in the path of Jesus to better their lives for themselves? You are also a person for humanity, the rights of a human being through Mission Preborn. I can't thank you enough, because you know I'm a foster parent, mm-hmm. and I am totally against abortion, and it is just a wonderful thing that you are doing, sir, and I can't commend you enough.
Well, thank you, Rob. We just praise God that he has allowed me to continue to do this and continuing to raise up the support we need. And we're so blessed. And I hope it means his blessings are coming, because we are walking in his obedience with what he's put before us. But, man, I sure do appreciate it. Thank you for that.
Yes. So here's my comments on the State of the Union.
Okay.
Man, where do you begin? What's not good to say about it, except for the fact that Bernie was sitting down all the time and not even responding to anything that, you know, President Trump said, which I thought was quite hilarious.
Yeah.
But everything that he's pointed out that this country needs to have done is the truth.
Yeah.
It is a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Matter of fact. And I will bring up something. I didn't hear you bring it up, because I've been listening to your show all morning. But the $500 million that he is going to set aside for research for childhood cancer.
Yeah.
no other president that I can even think of has even suggested that.
Nope.
I just had a friend a month ago who lost son at 8 years old to brain cancer.
Mm.
And, you know, what a time for the Democrats and the Republicans to put all dates and all their differences aside and just to come together and get this done.
Mm.
One last thing. Do you remember when they had the person from the Jewish camp rise up as
yes.
well as the officer soldier that pulled him off of the train?
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about this because really quickly, my grandfather and my great grandfather exiled themselves from Germany back in the day. Brought themselves over to the boats and legally got themselves immigrated into this company and I have to into this country, and I have to keep thinking back, had it not been for them doing that, I may not be here today.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thank God for my great grandfather and my grandfather for making the decision they did, because I wouldn't have the wonderful dad that I have today.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I commend you, sir.
Well, thank you.
I seriously love you. My is love for you. Your staff, Darlene, is a wonderful lay keeper. She needs to be there with you.
We try to get rid of her. She won't leave. No, I'm looking through the glass, and I'm saying I just wanted to see her laugh. But
she's probably going, But anyways, Dan, keep doing what you're doing.
We'll do
not stop. I know that God pulls you in different directions, and you're pulling. Well, you don't really have any hair left, but
no.
You know he's pulling you in different directions. But always as a trucker, I always say, keep the rubber on the ground, keep yourself grounded. I'll let him guide you through whatever you need to do to get things done.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. I sure appreciate you. Glad to hear from you. Hope things are going well. And stay safe out there on the roads. And we sure do appreciate your work you're doing for the Lord with your fostering those children. And we sure do appreciate that. God bless. Thank you so much. I'm glad you weighed in. Great stuff. And, you know, Rob brings up the staff, and we would not be here every day if it wasn't for all the guys, Darlene in the control room. I mean, we have Giuliano, you might remember, still working for us on a regular basis. He's in Brazil working for us. Technology is a wonderful thing. He's able to do that. But without John and Ian and Kay and Darlene and Luke coming in here on a regular basis, and you know, so much going on from a staff perspective, and you know, obviously that's just the technical side of things. Giuliano from a technical perspective, and all the work they do, we would not be here. So God has shown me that He, in His raising up of our abilities to grow and expand, that He's raised up our abilities or our wherewithal to be able to hire the people that we need to continue to grow, to continue to expand. And they're all such a blessing. You know, my job is relatively easy compared to the job they have. I come in here, I prepare in the quiet of my office in a very early morning, come in here and sit down, and everything's ready to go. So sure appreciate them. Great stuff, though. I thank you for that. You know, it is amazing as we think about everybody sitting. It is amazing when I go back and I think of Arona talking about the Constitution of the United States. You know, I often say that when I got out of the service, nobody said to me, oh, by the way, that oath you took to uphold the Constitution of the United States, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Nobody said that. Nobody said that to anybody that was in the service when we got out. And nobody says that to former congressmen or senators or anybody else. But, you know, it's almost gotten to the place where, do they think it's a joke? Have they read the Constitution? Have they read it? Have they read just the preamble? The preamble, or one of the most important discourses. I mean, have they read that? Have they read it at all? I mean, you just wonder what they even know about it. It's not even a thing. It's a word. Oh, yeah, I got to swear to uphold the Constitution, whatever that is. I mean, they don't even read most of the laws that are passed. We've got Democrats arguing about borders. They've never been there. I'm sorry, you know, I can argue if I want to about a lot of things, but I've got to have some experience. I have to have some experience. I can't, you know, I can't talk about preborn if I haven't been into any of the clinics. I can't talk about third world countries and what they're going through if I hadn't been there, if I haven't been there and have seen what is going on for myself. I mean, why wouldn't you take a trip down to the border? Why wouldn't you go down there and talk to the ICE agents? You know, I heard a very great, I had a great perspective yesterday from one of the senior management in ICE that is down on the border. And he was talking about the plan that President Trump has been around. This plan has been around for years, long before President Trump was president. Long before he even thought about it. He said it's nothing new. The things that we are asking for on the border, these aren't things that President Trump is saying, we need to do this and we need to do that. These are things that we went to him and said, hey, look, these are the needs that we've had for a very long time. I heard President Trump yesterday talking about a border wall. My sister lives in El Paso. It wasn't that long ago that El Paso, Texas was so crime, you couldn't walk the streets in El Paso. And it wasn't always like that. She's been there 40 years. It wasn't always like that. But it had gotten to the point where it was a dangerous place to live. And now it's such a safe place to live. You know why? Because of a wall. Because of a wall, that's all it took. And why did El Paso put the wall up? Were they, and El Paso probably one of the second, only the second area in Texas that's pretty liberal. You know why they put the wall up? Because they were trying to attract corporations to come in and set up headquarters in El Paso, but they couldn't do it with the crime, so they had to fix the crime first. Money. That's why they did it. Money. Tax dollars. They did it for money. Who cares why they did it? They did it, it worked. And it does work. And I don't understand how that is so hard for them to imagine. Those that are so adamant against this. Those that voted for a lot more money than this president's asking for back in 2015. But it is amazing. Folks, we're coming up on the end of this hour, and I just want to remind you that we've got our scheduled conference call coming up. I thought we were going to have one earlier. We may yet. We may have one later for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if we have two. We've got a lot of changes going on with inside the ministry that are going to be helpful to you as you try to be the best steward you can be of all that God has given you. So we ask you, come alongside us, partner with us. I hear so many days, everybody that appreciates the ministry and what we've done. Come alongside us, partner with us, give to the ministry. Maybe make us a part of your giving to kingdom work. We sure would appreciate it. We thank you for being with us, but we've got another hour left, and we have a line open. Cue your call up, 844-707-5533. Remember, all that we have is His. It's all the Lord's. We will stand before Him someday. Let's be a good and faithful steward. Have a great day. More financial issues right after this.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be... Authentic content, thought-provoking conversations, real life, celebrities talking about overcoming adversity and triumphing and success, as well as the pitfalls that they've had to overcome. Having those real conversations that are intriguing and purpose-filled that really lead us to having a more fulfilled and healthier life. If you're looking for content just like this, you need to check out The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess and live your true life.
You are watching Biz TV.